Patrick's Day to all our fake Irish friends out there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to anyone, really. That's the way I say it.
Yeah, real Irish, too, if you want.
Yeah, why not?
There. You got any Irish in your tray?
I have Welsh, which is a colony near Ireland, but I wouldn't say that I'm Irish, no. You?
I got a little Irish, but a quarter Irish. That's where the Williams comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
Same as you.
Well, I have the same last name.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it goes.
But we're unrelated, just so everyone knows. And that's kind of the theme of the show. Unrelated, but totally relatable. Real stuff just made up.
Yep, that's us today. You can check us out on Instagram, at @willysworld_2. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Facebook. We're doing a live video to help you pregame the show. Help you pregame with the show for your St. Patrick's Day.
For the day.
You can find us at Williams Mornings on there. And then you can follow Radio Laurie. Like I've always said, on any social media, you can follow them. At Radio Laurie. Every single time, it's just at Radio Laurie.
Yep.
You sign in to your Vine account, and you look up Radio Laurie. And boom.
You know, a big shame. I think I lost my Vine password.
Did you?
I think so.
Mark, you're going to have to email them and get it recovered. Because sure. Without a Vine password, you can't Vine.
Well, that's the name of the game.
That is the game's name.
So what do we got on top today? We got
everything.
Everything.
Everything. The essentials. All the essentials. We got your top 10 green things. Top 20. Top
20, I heard.
Yeah. Big time. Top 20. We got a lyrical breakdown of some drinking songs. Yep. We got some drinking songs to play as well. Just period.
Friend or foe?
Friend or foe. Big friend or foe segment.
Yep.
We got
Big League Banter.
Big League Banter.
Our Willie's Weapon or Whack Job of the Weeks.
Always.
And
probably a report or two to get into. Probably. We'll see.
We'll see what the old onion conjures up for us.
Yeah, exactly. But let's start off with plans for today.
Okay.
What are your plans for today, Mark?
Probably just head home, eat some breakfast, nap, have a quiet day.
Nice.
Hey, Mom.
That sounds good, man. Real responsible. That's good. I like it.
What about you?
A little different. I plan to go shotgun 4 beers after this. no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. You know, take it, like, I'm not...
That's the thing with... I feel like days like this, like St. Patrick's Day and stuff, you can't plan all that much.
No. Let it ride.
Wherever the wind blows.
Let it ride. That's what I always say about St. Patrick's
Day. Let it ride. Great song by the Beatles. By the Beatles?
No. I don't think so.
I'm thinking Let It Be.
Ah, Let It Be. That's what Elsa sang for Frozen. Let it be, let it be.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's way off.
I saw Frozen once.
Not a good point.
Friend or foe, Frozen?
Friend.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, foe. I don't really like being frozen.
Yeah, Frozen itself, no. Like, nothing really good is frozen, except ice, I guess. I mean, we played on frozen water.
Biochromatically frozen, or what's that? When you get froze so that you can live, you can come back to life later.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called either, but I just call it frozen.
You just call it frozen. No, so actually, St. Patrick's Day, what's your plans? You're going home, breakfast. That's a good base.
Yeah, so I think the guys, some of the guys are already awake when I came, so that was a good sign.
That's big news.
We got Johnny, Alex's brother, down.
Yeah.
And Alex's youngest brother, Matt.
Wow.
He's down, too.
Is he of age?
He is not of age.
Oh, that's going to suck. Today's going to suck for him, then, having to be sober all day.
Yeah, probably.
That sucks.
But, yeah, I think they're going to go to McDonald's breakfast, probably.
Oh, well, you don't have. You can go whenever you want now.
Yeah, exactly.
All day breakfast.
Doesn't have to be.
Big. Actually, that's probably a huge development in the St. Patrick's Day plans. All day breakfast at McDonald's.
Mike was saying, at some point in the day, McDonald's is probably going to be the place to be.
Honestly, I would give it 4 hours.
Yeah, before that place really gets hot.
And McDonald's will be the place, the number one place to be.
Yes.
You know what I never realized? Back in high school, St. Patrick's Day always fell on March break. It always does.
Yeah.
That's where it falls.
Yeah, you're right. I never realized that either.
Does anyone party on St. Patrick's Day in high school?
I did 1 year, my grade 12 year. Didn't really.
I did my fifth year, too. I came down to Luray.
Luray, yeah. Well, I guess that's what Matt Adams is doing, right?
Oh, true.
He's on break, so he said, hey.
Little break ski.
Screw you, buddies. I'm going to Luray, party with some university girls.
Wow.
Imagine saying
if,
that.
If we're only that lucky, huh?
Yeah.
If we're only that lucky.
Little does he know.
Let's get to some bold predictions, Marcus.
Sounds good. We got three on the tab today.
We got three and probably a couple more as we go through it.
Yeah, whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, usually that's how. First one, Mark doesn't try and play You Can Call Me Al at any party he goes to. So any party, you just said, hey, Troy, I found this old, new song.
Yeah,
so it's an old song, but new to you.
Yeah.
That you love. And we're going to play it later for you. You Can Call Me Al by
Paul Simon.
By Pauly C.
Paul, yes.
So my prediction for the day is that you are at a party and you go, oh, I got to put a song on. Because that's you in a nutshell.
I'll tell you right now.
100%.
Yeah, that bold prediction is failing.
Especially if you don't go out at night and a little later, like you're at a night party,
yeah,
or something.
For sure.
Or you're at a house later and you're a little. Walking a little funny, if you know what I mean.
The party needs a kick in the butt.
And you're like, okay, Pauly C's throwing on a song about Al.
Yeah.
We're throwing it on.
Yes.
We're throwing it up.
No idea what the song means.
No.
Just, I assume he's telling someone to call him Al.
But yeah.
We're going to play it in a bit. And everyone will see, everyone will be gifted with this song for the day. And I think, well, my bold prediction might be the most played song on campus today.
That would be very bold of you. Let's put it that
that's
way.
That's the name of the game.
I think that would be a very bold prediction.
I think it could
happen. So a spin-off of bold predictions, over under,
yep.
50 drinking tickets handed out to the Laurier student body.
I'll say over.
You think over? I'm going to go under. That's a 50, that's a large number.
It's a lot. It's a lot of people, though.
There's a lot of people, but I still think a lot of people know the rules. Respect them.
You think?
Well,
I think over 50 people don't know the rules and don't respect them.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You know?
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
Speaking of drinking on campus,
yeah.
My bold prediction is Troy doesn't drink today.
Yeah, let's see.
On the day of drinking, Troy Williams doesn't drink.
Can I do it? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out. Now, am I allowed to have a drink?
That's what I was going to say.
Or am I just not allowed to get drunk?
Yeah, because I don't know if having a drink is drinking. I mean, drinking a water is drinking.
Yeah, but like if I go out for lunch with a friend,
yeah,
and I have a pint with my meal,
yeah,
does that constitute drinking?
If it makes you want to have another one, yes.
Well, if I do have another one, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So one beer is allowed.
We'll allow one beer.
Yeah. One beer is not drinking.
Right.
Wow.
Two beers, you're drinking.
All I want to do is put a drink in my hand after that point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know who else wants to put a drink in his hand?
Who?
Eric Church.
So, should we get a little closer to the music today? Break down Eric Church lyrics?
I think we should.
Brought to you by Skittles.
Yeah.
It's always a rainbow.
Is it?
Taste the rainbow. That's the one.
Yeah, they have a bunch, like feel the rainbow, taste the rainbow. See the rainbow, taste the rainbow.
Be the rainbow.
Yeah, taste the rainbow.
So Eric Church, all I want to do is put a drink in my hand. I think this song's actually just called Drink in My Hand. We're going to lyrically break this down on the other side.
Yep. We're going to play it, rock out a bit.
Rock out.
In the studio here, play and then...
So throw it on.
We'll break it down for you.
Yeah.
I like drinking because it's fun.
It is. It's probably delayed. It's delayed.
Couple likes.
Yeah. Thanks for liking us, guys. It's really nice of you.
Won't they like us or just a video, though?
They're Everybody likes it. So make sure you're listening to Eric Church's Drink in My Hand.
That's what we're playing right now.
Yeah.
Up over the radio screens.
Over the streams. You got lyrics for this, Marcus?
I do. You?
I'm good. Pretty soon. Keep it down. Facebook's good.
Did I share it or not? Yeah, she's cute.
I think you shared it.
It says it only one share by you, though.
Oh, then no, you didn't. Did you bring lunch?
Yeah, good point. You really want to drink it straight. Pour it in a bottle.
So water. Cool. Orange juice.
Orange juice.
It's a breakfast drink.
It is. A mimosa, maybe.
Yes. Although St. Patrick's Day is more of a coffee and Bailey's kind of one.
Yeah. Or just a beer.
See, it's more of a coffee and Bailey kind of one.
You think?
Well.
Yeah, morning maybe, I guess.
You're not really understanding what I'm saying here.
I
got
you.
Oh, okay. That's not actually.
Is it?
No.
Come on.
Hey, I'm not that cool. I gotta drive my mom's car.
1 year ago, you were in Orlando.
You were?
Yeah.
Hey, so do you want to go down to California with me? Or?
Yeah, after exams, you said?
Yeah. When are you done exams?
12th or
something. I'm done the 18th. I'm done the 18th, so.
So I'll be done before you?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah. For high strike. Slowly.
It happened.
Yeah.
Our people talk to your people.
Always happy to get our people talking to your people.
Yeah, for sure. So that was Lyrical Breakdown. We ruined another song.
Yeah. Well.
Church, Drink in My Hand this time.
Did we ruin that song?
Well, we learned some new things about it, which we'll get to at the end of the show when we learn new things. Brought to you by Skittles. Taste the rainbow or throw the rainbow.
Hey, Lucky Charms has got a Snapchat filter today.
See, you wouldn't know that if you weren't on your phone.
It makes you Irish. That's exciting.
What else? Are we going to play another song, or you want to get right into, like, Big League Banter?
Let's banter. Let's banter. Big League Banter. Let's start with the Raptors.
Okay, Raptors.
Starting to roll a little bit again.
Yeah, but they got whacked last night.
Well, yeah, but that happens. Every once in a while you get whacked.
Yeah, but they're getting whacked every week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
That's a lot of whacking.
It's a lot of times to be whacked.
That's a lot of time they're getting whacked off on those games.
Yeah.
That's not good.
By teams they shouldn't be whacked by.
So you're saying that they're getting whacked by teams that are out of their league that they shouldn't be even trying to get. They should be whacking.
They should aim higher. Teams, yeah, to get whacked by. For sure. I mean, OKC, they're not a bad team. They got Russell Westbrook, who's a really good player. But they probably should not be losing by 20 to them in March now. Or in March.
No, 100% not, because if they're going to face them in the playoffs, then...
Well, they won't. They're in the West.
Well, hey.
Yeah, you got
NBA championship.
You got three teams to get through. And, I mean, I don't see OKC making it, but... That's besides the point. But I don't think they're good enough to win. They might not even win a round.
Honestly, yeah. I love Serge. He's a beauty.
Yeah.
But
I love when he makes a block and then he just goes like this.
Yeah, he puts up his field goal.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Guy's a legend. Guy is a legend.
Yeah, they need Lowry back, though.
Yeah, Lowry's still out with his hand injury.
Yeah, they need him back.
Which, that circumstance, that the way he got injured and went to the All-Star game and was golfing but didn't think it, like...
Yeah.
You're a professional athlete. You literally use your hands to do your job, to shoot, dribble, pass, whatever. And there's something bothering you in your wrist, but you don't think it's that serious?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. And you hear he got asked about it, and he was like, oh, like, I wanted the honor, like, it's an honor playing the All-Star.
Yeah, but you can still go.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, are you going to be happy that you went to the All-Star game?
Probably.
Or...
Honestly, it probably helps him with his contract.
Yeah, but, like...
Because he can put that on his contract.
I know, but, like, winning with a team probably helps with the contract, too. Especially in basketball. The Hall of Fame.
Oh. About winning. The Hoff. March Madness, sticking with baseball, basketball, sticking with basketball, March Madness.
Yeah, bracket already got busted yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people's brackets are busted.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I picked the one upset, Seton Hall, over, who did they play?
I don't know. You picked Seton Hall to win, that's good. That's
all. At 12 over 5, and they won. Minnesota. But Xavier beat someone and
not pick Xavier. Never doubt Professor Xavier and his team of Cyclops people. Mutants.
Yeah.
Never doubt Professor Xavier, ever.
They had a big game last night.
So, that moral of March Madness, never doubt Professor Xavier.
X-Men dropped like 40 points last night.
Yeah, the Xavier?
Yeah. Also, what was I going to say?
I don't know, Mark. It's usually, you should know.
Can you remember?
Let's get into the Leafs then, because you can't remember.
If it comes back to me, I'll just blur it out.
Yeah, blurt it out. We love blurting things out.
Leafs, yeah.
Leafs.
Huge win.
Massive loss.
Yeah.
And then huge win. They go from losing to the Florida Panthers, 7-2, to beating the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Who they needed to beat.
5-0.
Yeah.
The best part about this is they needed to win both of those games.
Yeah.
But Tampa is like 12-2-1 or something in their last 15 games. And the Leafs said, nah. They gave them the Dolphin. They gave them the Dolphin. And they stomp. And the Leafs, that's big, big time.
Huge. Get back in a playoff spot.
Yep. I don't know if they're actually in it.
Like, yeah, they are right now because the Islanders lost last night, too.
The Islanders lost.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is huge.
So they leapfrogged.
The playoff race is really heating up in the old NHL. So the Leafs are in the last wild card spot. They would play Washington.
Might not last very long.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great for sure.
But you know what? I wouldn't count the Leafs all the way out.
I wouldn't count the Leafs all the way in either.
No, but in a playoff series, I don't know.
Washington would dummy the Leafs.
I don't know, man.
The Leafs can't play D. All Washington does is put up points.
I think it would be
close. Holtby is a stud muffin.
How do you really feel about him?
I think he's a stud muffin. Good Regina boy.
Great Regina boy.
I don't know if he's from Regina. He's from Saskatoon. Saskatchewan.
Somewhere around there.
So yeah, it's a tight race though. We got 78 points for the Leafs, and then Tampa's got 77, so they're right there.
Yeah.
And that's the cutoff. Tampa and the Islanders. The Islanders have a little tougher goal than getting the wild card. They're not making it into the Metro.
No.
So. And then 82. So yeah, it's 4 points separates the Atlantic Division.
All right, just got a text from.
Yep. Always love your interaction. Let us know.
From my friend Kayla saying, I'm bored. Talk about something fun.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kayla.
I also got a text saying Middle 10 Mark, not Seton Hall. I don't know what that means.
Middle Tennessee was upset, not Seton Hall. Jazz, don't even know my own bracket. Can we get me in the picture a little bit?
Yes. Sorry. That's big league banter. For the day.
Yep, shutting it down. Maybe we'll never ever do it again.
No, because apparently it's boring.
Oh, everyone hates big league banter.
But the nice thing about the playoffs for the NHL this year, there is going to be at least, I would call right now, two teams in the West, or two teams in the East playing. Ottawa and Montreal. I don't see how they would get out. And at least one. Oh, maybe not. They're slipping. What?
They'll be all right, though, for playoff size.
Yeah. Hopefully.
They're 8 points.
Though. Honestly, I think the West is set. I don't see LA getting in.
I think LA 4 point
separation. They're going to have to go on a run.
12 games. I don't know.
Yeah, a run.
Yeah. But you never know.
Well, you never do. Should we throw to some songs and then
play. Let's play You Can Call Me Al.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll
pump the crowd back up.
Yeah. So this is Mark's new number one favorite song.
And
by Pauly C.
I think I'm just going to...
Is this a good one?
Honestly, I've never watched the video, but I think...
You got it. Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al.
Download it.
Or delete it. You let us know.
Is that copyrighted?
Probably. You can call me out.
I'm playing it, I don't care. Looks like this isn't it, probably.
What was the first song right there?
A man walks down. This is why I'm so in the middle now. Why am I so in the middle? Rest of my life is so hard. I need a phone.
Oh, that's a good tune. Be my bodyguard, I can be your bodyguard.
I wonder what's actually going on here.
They're having an interview.
A man walks down the street and says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. All my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die?
Pauly C.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. And Betty, when you call me, you could call me out.
Oh my! There's a flautist! A flautist! Do you know who that is? Chevy Chase.
I know that.
The other guy's Paul Simon.
Chevy Chase and Paul. Buddies, who knew?
I knew. You can be my bodyguard, bodyguard, bodyguard. It's a long song, dude.
Oh, yeah. It goes on for a little while. We got a new fan of the song.
I always knew he was a good guy, but until I met him and started calling him Al, I didn't realize how great of a guy he is.
That's when you really know someone.
I think that we might just play that song as our next songs for the rest of the show. Sorry.
Today? Or ever?
Just ever.
Right?
Let us know what you think. Comment. Tweet us.
If you comment something bad about that song, I'll walk out of the room. Because there's nothing bad to say about that song.
The best thing you can say about that song, though, is watch the music video as well. You got Chevy Chase and who I assume is Paul Simon.
We don't really know.
playing trumpets, flutes,
yep.
Bongos,
yep.
The triangle.
Yep.
What else did I see? What's the French horn? The horn.
Yeah, the French horn, yeah. Oh,
man.
Chevy Chase is working the horn pretty good.
Chevy Chase is a legend, too, actually.
Yeah, he is. That's probably why Paul Simon said, hey, I'm getting this huge song out.
Yeah. We're getting the band back together.
I need someone that'll knock the video out of the park.
You can be my bodyguard, bodyguard. I don't really get it, but I love
it. No one gets it.
I think we should have broken that up. Let's get to a quick... Do you know if Mike Webley's listening?
I don't know for sure. He was awake when I left.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably listening. Raz has got him on.
Yeah, so he's probably listening.
Well, let's get to some big news. I got a Mike Webley update for you, Mark.
Uh-oh.
Last week, yeah. Mike listened to the show.
Yeah, of course.
And he quoted to me, "Troy, best show of the year. Your stories were actually funny. They actually made sense. And nobody cut you off. Best show of the year." So I want to send a big shout out to Mike, friend of the show. Guys, how does that make you feel? Because you weren't here last week. You had to, would you come down with the flu, tuberculosis?
Yeah, bronchitis.
Bronchitis, yeah. Bronchitis, and all of a sudden you're back.
Couldn't talk. Yeah, I can understand how you feel that way about Mike. He's very good at putting on two faces. one in public and one back at the house.
Yeah.
So there's a Mike Webley that everyone else sees when he wants them to see it. And then there's a Mike Webley that is the true Mike Webley that comes out when no one's watching.
Okay.
And that Mike Webley's a foe.
Well, friend. They're both friends. Both of Mike's personalities are friends of mine. Let's just put it that way.
Fair enough. That was your Mike Webley update brought to you by...
Did you go to the beer store, Mark? Did you buy some beers?
I have alcoholic beverages, yeah.
What kind of beers? Alcohols did you buy?
Keystone Lights.
Keystone Lights. You're still on Stones? I haven't drank Stones since at least second.
No?
Well, I'm sure I've had one, but I haven't bought a case of Stones in a long while.
Yeah, but one isn't drinking.
That's true.
Stones? Yeah. What are you drinking? What you're drinking?
I have Mooseheads and Bud Lights at home.
Moosehead, nice. Good call. Green bottle.
Green bottle.
Canadian beer.
Canadian beer.
And moose, great animal.
Not green, though.
No.
Not a green animal.
But good for the environment.
Yeah, they eat a lot of moss, and they stomp around in the bogs, which helps the bacteria biodegrade and the regeneration and life cycle that bogs are so important for.
Right, of course. Everyone knew that already.
And the other thing moose do is they attract a lot of insects. Deer flies. House flies. Mosquitoes. Moose flies. And
moose flies. You got to watch out for the moose flies.
They are the second biggest fly in the world.
No
right
way.
Behind elephant flies.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact. Things to learn on the show.
That's why people come here for our infinite wisdom.
So let's get to our...
I got a question for you.
Question and answer period. Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so the plural of goose is geese, right? We can all agree with that.
Yeah.
Why is the plural of moose not meese?
Because that's the plural of mice.
No, mice is the plural of mice.
No, meese.
No way.
Yeah, meese.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, swear. Meese. Meese is a word that describes mice.
No.
Mouse. Mouse, mice, meese.
What? No. Mice is
so
mouse.
You're saying moose?
Yeah.
Should moose is?
No, moose is just moose. Like,
what's the
like,
plural of moose?
Just moose. It's like fish.
There's a lot of moose over there?
Yeah.
I see two moose.
But there's not a lot of goose over there. Unless it's a big goose. There's a lot of goose.
That's a lot of goose. I never seen so much goose.
No, you say geese, but... Why don't you say, hey, there's a pack of meese? Maybe because it doesn't sound very, like,
well, like, that's not a moose.
Yeah, well, that I'm just...
Man, honestly, if you really wanted to study the English language, you could find so many stupidity rules and things that don't make sense and spelling and grammar.
Yeah.
And, like, I've started creating my own language when I write and talk.
Yeah.
And it's much more effective.
Not for other people, though.
Well, for me. You can be my bodyguard.
Right?
Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Ball. How did you write such good lyrics?
I know, eh? And just the beat and everything. Great.
So do you think that we should really champion this idea to change moose
so.
To
I
meese?
I might go to Webster's or something with this.
I'm sure it's been done. There's another example, isn't there? There's gotta be.
You would
what
think,
what do you call a male goose? Or no, a female goose. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Gander, right.
Yeah. So are there, how do you say plural ganders?
I think you just said it.
Ganders? But isn't that like I'm looking? I'm gandering?
Honestly,
can you open those blinds, Mark? Let's get a weather update. Let's get a weather update for everyone who wants to head out on the town. And... Oh, wow. Sunny and 75.
You're going to need sunglasses when you get outside there.
The other thing I want to bring up about St. Patrick's Day.
Bring it up.
Is, like, the hype around St. Patrick's Day when I first started was that it's, like, usually it's a nice day out.
Yes.
And you can, it's, like, the first kind of day drinking day.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, day drink outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's -2 degrees and windy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we just say, hey, 2 weeks when it's sunny out, Laurier, let's get together and do this again. Yes. Not saying it can just be Laurier Day. We'll call it Lore Day.
And everyone wears green.
Or Wilfred Day. Or... Everyone wears, like, it'll be a homecoming. Or it'll be a summer coming.
Spring, probably. Spring coming.
Yeah. Spring day. Spring fling.
Spring
fling out on the lawn.
Spring into spring.
We're having a spring fling on the lawn.
We could do that for sure.
Honestly, let's set it up. Let's champion the idea through Williams and Williams.
We'll just see how today goes first.
Spring fling.
Spring fling. I like that.
Like, when do exams start?
We'll get the Her Campus girls involved.
Oh, my God. They'll love it.
Sure.
Like April 1st, April Fool's Day, spring fling.
Yeah.
You can prank people. You can drink. Exams haven't started. They don't start till the 6th or 8th. I think 8th.
They have like a little quiet week, no?
Yeah, quiet week. Couple classes till the Wednesday and then fire it up on the Thursday, Friday. So I'm thinking Saturday, April 1st. You heard it here first on the 1st. This isn't a joke. Saturday, April 1st, the spring fling.
Come down to Laurier, anywhere on campus.
So this is what happens. Basically, you drink all day.
Drinking permitted anywhere on campus.
Anywhere outside because it's nice out. And that's the rules.
Officer, it's nice out.
It's a beautiful day.
Williams and Williams told us we could drink outside.
No, but honestly, like, the appeal to me is drinking outside.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Oh, I can't wait for summer. I can't wait for summer. What's next? What are we? Oh yeah, friend or foe. So St. Patrick's Day, friend or foe. I forgot it. Guinness. Mark, Guinness. Do you like Guinness, friend or foe?
Friend. Yeah, I like it.
You like Guinness?
Yeah.
What kind of Guinness?
Just the regular kind. I honestly don't know what kind of drink.
That's the only one. Gotcha.
There you go. That kind.
Do you pour it properly?
Just
Guinness, crack it upside down in your glass, and it just fills up. That's how you're supposed to pour Guinness. Guinness is the head, the foam. Guinness is like the beer that you want foam with. That's part of drinking a Guinness properly.
I got
effectively.
Foam, friend.
I love foam. Comfy.
You can have foam parties.
Foam pits. Not to be confused with armpits, but nonetheless.
What else we got?
Jameson whiskey.
Yeah, I like Jameson, actually. I changed that. It was a foe before, but...
Big time foe. I hate dark liquor.
Yeah?
Rum. Like, I can have one, but, like, last weekend, Friday, friend of mine, probably listening, Joe Underwood, bought rye and waters.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite drink to taste.
No.
But dark alcohol rye?
Yeah.
Threw my night off. From that moment on, I was gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Raz and I had some Ryan Gingers in San
good
Diego
drink.
With James.
I don't know.
Ginger's good because it settles the stomach a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Friend or foe, buying a plate of nachos for one.
Oh, is that?
No, the next one's the other thing you want to talk about.
Okay, so you
about.
Added
this,
that one.
This I'm, yeah, I, when as soon as you said that, I was like, who does that?
Well, okay, it was a $5 menu.
Yeah.
And it said it was literally titled Nachos for One.
Oh, so they didn't have nachos for the chair.
No.
See, to me, that's what I was thinking. I was like, who gets nachos
just to
eat?
Well, they did on the regular menu. They had nachos, but no one wanted anything to eat. Or if they did, they were getting their own thing. So
I don't know. Nachos is always a shareable.
Yeah, and that's why I got it. And
all right, next. So not just for one. It's a friend of you. I think it's still a foe. But so let's get into this story. You bought not just for one.
Yep. And
you want go me ahead. To call it? Yep.
And so there's about six of us, probably.
Yep.
So on the menu, nachos for one, whatever, little basket of nachos. Little basket of nachos. So they come, pass it around. Anyone want any? No, no one says yes. So I'm like, okay, so I'm eating them. Get down to about three nachos left.
Boom.
And Alex, foe of the show this week because of this, decides, you know what? Now I'm going to take a nacho.
Did he ask or just cry?
I don't know. Reaches over. Which is fine, whatever, like I asked him before. Open invite.
See? Ah.
Grabs a nacho, eats it. Now I only got two left. And I'm like, what? Like
I asked. Did you call him out right then?
Oh, yeah. So I asked you, like, 4 minutes ago.
Wow, you ate those quick.
For one.
Oh, true.
And then Johnny, brother to the rescue.
Johnny Oduya.
Alex has to have his little brother step up for him. Says, Willie, I got one for you for your show tomorrow. Does it really matter when he took a nacho? Because he's still only eating one nacho, and you're still eating the same amount of nachos as if he would have taken one at the beginning.
Yep, I understand.
Said, that's a great point, Johnny. I never thought of it that way. I just kind of assumed, like, wow, I only have three nachos left. And now I only have two.
So I think what we got to get down to in this story and what the friend or foe is about, if you offer someone something to a bite of your meal, your fries, something, you get it, you say, hey, do you want some? And they turn you down the first time. Does it apply for the whole meal? Or does the offer only stand until they turn it down?
That's a great point, too.
For me, it's as soon as, if I say, hey, would you like some of this? And they say, no, I'm good, thank you. That's no longer acceptable. Unless I get to the end and go, come on, have some. Like, I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah.
But if they say no, they can be like, hey, not, maybe they're just like, not right now. Okay. So the offer's still open to you.
Yeah.
But if you turn it down, you're like, no, I don't want any of your nachos. Mm-hmm. Well, then you don't get any of my nachos.
That's fair.
Unless I reopen it up. For you to have some.
Yeah.
That would be the way I see it.
So you agree, Alex Adams.
He was out of line.
Foe of the show this week.
Foe of the show crossed the line.
Yep.
We should go you need to steal some of his.
Let's go beat him up.
Well, it's aggressive. Just like when he makes like toast in the morning or something, just go take a bite. Say, hey, sorry man. Just thought I could grab your food.
That's
where we're at, right? You take my nachos, I take your toast, we're all good.
Yeah, having fun. Yeah. Good point. Friend or foe, drinking all day?
Friend.
Is it though? What if you don't make the whole day? Then you're not drinking all day.
I wish. I can't wait for like the first nice day of summer just to be in the backyard. Now I have a responsibility on the weekend.
Barbecuing up some burgers for the kids.
Throwing on some Toonskis. Playing a little backyard game.
Yeah.
Tailgate game. Cornhole. Ladder golf. Maybe just throwing the ball around. Frisbee.
Fire up the kiddie pool.
Oh, my God.
Throw the hose around in the kiddie pool. Fill up the kiddie pool.
You got to watch how you phrase that.
I guess.
That's exciting stuff. Friend or foe. Mark, where are you?
I'm right here. Yes, sir.
Friend or foe?
Okay.
Not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. You have to. You could look like absolute garbage. But if you're wearing green, people love you. I think. But, I mean, obviously the goal is to look good in your green.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I green isn't...
Green's a tough color.
Green isn't really a part of my fashion.
Yeah.
I don't own a single thing. I had to get you to bring me. I said, hey, you got a t-shirt, t-shirt.
Can you bring me a super tight t-shirt?
Yeah, can you bring me an extra small medium, and I'll just wear that for the day? Do we have an interview?
I don't know.
That's awesome. So, yeah, like, I was wearing green.
Yeah, how you doing? Good.
So, Yeah, I was wearing blue. It's normally my colors. And Mark just got interrupted. There's a gentleman dropping off something here. But, no, don't normally wear green. A lot of blue in my life, and now I'm wearing this extra small sauce shirt. It's a lot of fun. I wish Mark was here to really help me out, but that's okay. Friend or foe, Mark, to you, leaving your co-host in the middle of a show. Thoughts? No thoughts? All right. Well, it's 10 o'clock, and around 10 o'clock, we get to our song of the day. What was our song of the day again? What song did we come up with? Oh, that's right. It's Friday by Dean Brody. Song of the day, Dean Brody. It's Friday. It's Friday, first of all. That's a good one. And Dean Brody, it's all about drinking. So let's listen to Dean Brody, It's Friday, featuring Canadian though. Well, they're both Canadian. Great Big Sea. Enjoy. There's a place in town where we all hang out, where the country girls go and the boys get loud. Uh-oh. Aren't you working? Alright, what's everyone saying? The Night Patty Murphy Died. Alex, good song. Paul Simon, LeBlanc, love it. Thanks. Roll with the Punches, Call Me. Some creativity. How about a guide for the day? You guys are too much. I can't even keep up. See, it's different. Yeah, it is different. Younger brothers of Alex. Good call. If you want to do a question answer, send your questions, send your answers in. We'll play them both. The Night Patty Murphy Quote of the day. Oh, Adam, you're making us think a lot here, bud. Coming up with stuff? I don't know. Night of Patty Murphy died. We drank ourselves to death. Question. Quote of the day. If you can hoo with the owls at night, you can soar with the eagles in the morning. Or, remember, keep yourself between the mustard and the mayonnaise. Night that Patty Murphy died of hangover. We gotta roll with the punches. So that was Dean Brody's It's Friday. We're getting a lot of hate mail on the internet right now that I'm not really enjoying. But we're also getting some good interaction from the fans, which is awesome. Mark is still out. He's helping some dude drop stuff off. I don't know why he's helping him, but he's a good guy. Mark's a good guy for helping people, I guess. Okay, so we got a couple things to get to. All right, so guide for the day. Well, let's get a guide for the day. Start drinking early. Start drinking often. Also, don't drink too much. Don't drink too often. So that's my guy. Mark, welcome back. Why didn't you say, hey, we're busy. We're doing a live show right now.
Thought I'd help the guy out.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Wow, we got a lot of comments. So.
Yeah, it's all Adams.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah, what were you doing? What happened? Tell me.
We got a shipment of, like, cords.
We got a shipment.
I don't know. The university got a shipment. I had to unload a full skid.
Wow.
Of boxes of newspapers. So that was fun. Hardest I've worked in a while.
Did you work hard?
Yeah.
You sound like you're out of breath.
I am.
So, we're giving a guide. We're doing a guide to St. Patrick's Day. Adams asked for a guide.
All right.
So the first thing you got to do, shower the night before.
I'm probably going to shower in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know why that's on a guide. No. But maybe it's a girl thing.
But maybe shower both, you know?
Yeah. Don't go too hard the night before.
Yeah.
Does anyone go out the night before St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, we had a few last night, but that was it.
Okay. Start your day off with a drink. Not the hard stuff. Mimosas.
Paul Simon, Mike.
Yeah, mimosas.
That's a good start. We already talked about mimosas.
Bailey's and coffee, not a bad start.
Yeah.
I saw a gentleman drinking a Summersby.
Yeah, okay.
That's a decent start, you know.
There's already some St. Patrickers out there on the residence deck over there.
They're drinking on the deck?
Drinking on the deck.
Oh, that's awesome. Alert someone.
I alerted everyone who's listening.
Breakfast. Got to get a good base. You don't want to do anything in the morning before you eat at breakfast.
Right.
Or else you're going to be mapped up for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you eat breakfast.
AKA, we haven't ate anything.
Yeah. Don't wear your nicest shoes.
That's for sure. Especially with the weather. Getting warm, snow's melting a little bit. Going to be slushy out there.
Yeah.
Don't wear your nice shoes. Wear nice shoes, don't wear your nicest shoes.
It says, so for a Laurier's St. Patrick's Day guide, actually, go experience it. Go to Ezra.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Don't talk about it, go.
Yeah. Walk through it, see the people, share the moments. It's interesting to see a thousands of students all in one street.
Yeah.
Now, don't. I repeat, Mark, can you repeat as well?
Yep.
Don't. Walk through campus or on streets with open alcohol. Or do, and become one of the 51 people that we went over on for getting drinking tickets. Right?
Yeah, whoever that 51st person is, Troy's going to be pretty mad at you.
No, I'll be pumped. Oh, I said under. Damn. Yeah, drinking tickets are like $150, so you don't want that. Be respectful. Consent. If you're at someone else's house, understand that they live there. It's not just your place to throw garbage and break things.
But they did throw the party.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you should be a jerk about it.
No, but they threw the
party. Be respectful of your community, your friends, your non-friends, and Laurier as a whole. Be respectful.
Yep.
Party without the smoke.
Don't see that on there, but yes.
Don't drink and drive.
For sure.
Drink and walk, but don't drink while walking.
Or walk while drinking.
Don't walk while drinking.
Either way you put it, don't do it.
Basically, if you're going to drink, stand still. Be still. Don't drink and drive, though. Don't drink and drive.
No, that ain't cool.
So this one says take a nap. I don't know about taking a nap.
No. Come on.
Sometimes
you take a nap, you're done.
That's what I think. Like, it's going to be so hard for you to wake up. You're going to be hungover when you woke up.
Yeah.
Wake up, you start drinking again?
No way. No naps.
Call and text your ex. Make sure you do that. Nothing says I got day drunk, like calling and texting your ex. Put the empties on your front lawn in a box for people who are less fortunate and collect these to help themselves get by.
Yeah.
And remember, wear green, stay golden, and drink excessively.
Mm-hmm. That's literally what it says.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Verbatim. It's called verbatim.
You picked, it's Friday, eh?
Yeah, a lot of people not impressed. We got a lot of backlash.
Well, from, that. From one person, the foe of the week.
Yeah. He wants us to call, but I don't think
we can. We're not calling you.
Yeah.
You call us. We're not calling you.
Yeah, we don't call people.
He does. Well, I saw one there. Batters listening.
Batsy.
The night Paul Simon died. Patty Murphy. Paul Simon. Hopefully Paul Simon.
The night Patty Murphy died.
Yeah. By Great Big Sea. Mm-hmm. Great song.
That should have been the song today.
Batters' favorite song. You still got a song of the day.
No, I already played it.
Yeah, but it's 10:05.
I played the song of the day at 10. We played the song of the day at 10. You were out moving luggage or something.
I'm sweating now.
I can't believe that the guy just knocked on our door.
He shouldn't be asking.
And a live radio broadcast. And you got up and said, yeah, I can help you. No worries. I'll just leave my partner to dry like I did last week.
Sorry.
You know how stressed I was?
Well, you know what? If it's any consolation, Webbs is probably fired up that I left the room.
Classic Webbs. Should we...
Yeah, we need to get to the fire.
Well, let's first, we got to talk about our athletes of the week.
Yeah, as always.
Our Laurier Athletes of the Week this week. Congratulations to you both.
Great weeks of performance.
Well, both of them are done performing, but they maintain.
They've like just been good athletes.
Their seasons are done, but they've been good athletes. They deserve a week of recognition.
Yeah.
So we want to shout them out, congratulate them on their accomplishments over the year. Just
being a great ambassador for Laurier.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Great ambassador for Laurier.
Yeah.
Congrats.